Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Suede at the Network. We're live across America and also around the world at crntalk.com. Today's lineup, Judd Garrett, a contributor to Real Clear Politics with his latest Free Bird. In the second hour, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, with Mocking Tucker Carlson. The media think the end of man is a joke. All right, and all of that and much more coming up. Hey, in the news, a federal appeals court ruled this Tuesday that local governments in California can sue oil companies in state courts for allegedly causing climate change and hiding it from the public. The suit, which dates back to 2017, is seeking damages for more than 30 companies, which the anti-oil San Francisco Chronicle said fossil fuels producers, quote, profit from products contributing to rise in temperatures and sea levels. And that means climate change is forcing cities and counties in the state to spend more money on infrastructure, including seawalls. The plaintiffs in the case are San Mateo, Marin, Santa Cruz County, and the cities of Richmond, Santa Cruz, and Imperial Beach. My comment, hiding climate change from the public? Is that why for the past 40 years climate change, a.k.a. global warming, hasn't been seen? They've been hiding it? Hey, by the way, President Barack Obama yesterday attending Stanford University to give a speech about censoring information online. He has delivered such speeches multiple times over the past year. According to the Chicago Tribune, Obama was expected and did add his voice to demand for rules to rein in the flood of lies polluting public discourse. Quote, in private meetings and public appearances over the last year, the former president has waded deeply into the public fray over misinformation and disinformation, warning that the scourge of falsehoods online has eroded the foundations of democracy at home and abroad. Recently, Obama talked about censorship in an event organized by The Atlantic and the University of Chicago. He said social media companies should censor what's not good for society. Quote, I think it is reasonable for us as a society to have a debate and put in place a combination of regulatory measures and industry norms that leave intact the opportunity for these platforms to make money, Obama said. But say to them that there's certain practices you engage in that we don't think are good for society. In a tweet, Obama promoted censorship, arguing that misinformation is a threat to democracy. In recent years, we've seen how quickly disinformation spreads, especially on social media, he wrote, and this has created a real challenge for our democracy. My comment, he says, right, this has created real changes for our democracy. I translate that to mean, listener, freedom of speech is a real challenge for not democracy, but Democrats. Well, the U.S. Secret Service has dubiously claimed to the Post that it has no records of visitors to President Biden's two Delaware residences and therefore cannot divulge that information in a response to a Freedom of Information Act request. Biden was at his residences in Wilmington and Rehoboth Beach on about one quarter of all days during his first year in office, but little is known about who stopped by for official meetings or less formal lobbying efforts, such as by members of his family and their associates. The Post sought more than 1 year of visitor log records, including for Biden's first year in office, but Secret Service Freedom of Information Act officer Kevin Terrell wrote in a response saying that the Secret Service FOIA office searched all program offices that were likely to contain potentially responsible records, and no records were located. Wow. You think any other president could get away with that? I don't think so. Well, 26 U.S. governors, all Republican, announced the creation of a border strike force to, quote, disrupt and dismantle transnational criminal organizations. The group of governors signed a memorandum of understanding pledging to work together to, quote, serve as a force multiplier to target cartels and criminal networks financially and operationally. Quote, together governors will improve public safety, protect victims from horrific crimes, reduce the amount of drugs in our communities, and alleviate the humanitarian crisis at the southern border, the agreement states. Now, the group includes two border states, Arizona and Texas, as well as 24 others, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Maryland, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming, and I've been everywhere, man. That does sound like a song, doesn't it? It was a song. Anyway, in the absence of federal leadership, states are partnering together to create the American Governor's Border Strike Force to disrupt and dismantle transnational criminal organizations by increasing collaboration, improving intelligence, investing in analysts, combating human smuggling, and stopping drug flow in our states. That's what the agreement states. Russia yesterday slapped travel bans on U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, Facebook chief Mark Zuckerberg, and dozens of prominent Americans and Canadians in retaliation for sanctions imposed over Ukraine. The Russian Foreign Ministry said the travel restrictions on 29 Americans and 61 Canadians, which also includes defense officials, business leader, and journalists from both countries, would remain in effect indefinitely. The U.S. list includes ABC News television presenter George Stephanopoulos, Washington Post columnist David Nakadis, and the Russian Post Medusa news site editor Kevin Rothrock. The U.S. defense officials include Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks. And the list of Canadians is headed by Cameron Aumong, who serves as Director of Communications to the Prime Minister Trudeau, and Canadian Special Forces Commander Steve Bovian. The foreign minister said the list was comprised of people responsible for two countries' Russia-phobic policies. Russia had earlier banned Facebook and Instagram, which form part of Zuckerberg's Meta empire, calling them extremist organizations. Well, Florida Republican lawmakers are kicking Walt Disney where it counts. Now Governor Ron DeSantis merely only needs to sign off on it, and he most definitely will. As relayed by Lydia Nosbin of Florida's Voice, this vote came as the state lawmakers approved DeSantis' congressional map, leaving Democrats withering and whining on the House floor. The bill that strips Disney of its power for govern itself was approved 70-38. The vote took place amid chaos heard on the floor from Democrats and activists screaming in protest to the redistricting bill that passed minutes prior. Quote, not only have we allowed this independent special district to be created, but we've given it extraordinary powers that other special districts do not have, said Republican Representative Randy Fine. Republican lawmakers took notice after Disney came out against the Parental Rights in Education Act, which has incorrectly been dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill by Democrats and their many minions in the mainstream media. Isn't it amazing how they just sort of like, I guess, it's like some higher up, you know, like Nancy Pelosi or somebody like that, just says, you will keep saying that the bill says, don't say gay bill, don't say gay bill. And not one time is the word gay mentioned. But anyway, just shows you how Democrats get together and sort of like little cheerleaders, right? Back to the story, DeSantis and other Republicans were staunch supporters of the new act that bans teachers from instructing children as young as 5 years old about sexual orientation. And Florida's Voice wrote, quote, Disney came out against the legislation and vowed to have it repealed. But Republicans strongly supported of the new act that bans teachers from offering lessons on sexual orientation to children as young as 5 years of age. Quote, when you poke the bear or you kick the bee's nest, sometimes issues come out, Fine said in committee. And I think that when the bee's nest got kicked based on how a guest in our state chose to comport itself, I think what ended up happening was the kind of special districts we're taking a look at. All right. Elon Musk says he's lined up $46.5 billion in financing to buy Twitter, putting pressure now on the social media's platform board to negotiate a sell deal. Tesla, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, says he's lined it up to buy Twitter, trying to negotiate an agreement with the company. The Tesla CEO says in documents filed yesterday with the U.S. security regulators that he's exploring a tender offer to buy all of the social media platform's common stock for $54.20 per share in cash. Kind of a repeat on what they were saying earlier. The Tesla CEO said yesterday in documents filed with the U.S. security regulators that he's exploring what is known as a tender offer to buy all the social media platform's common stock. The documents filed with the Security and Exchange Commission say San Francisco-based Twitter Incorporated has not responded to Musk's proposal. Twitter said in a statement yesterday that it received his updated proposal and its new information on potential financing. And the company said the board is committed to conducting a careful, comprehensive, and deliberate review to determine the course of action that it believes is the best interest of the company and all Twitter stockholders. I wonder how the owners of Twitter are really comparing themselves to let's make it a really good deal for all the stockholders or take the money and run. I don't know. Shares of Twitter, by the way, rose slightly $46.95 yesterday afternoon in trading. After the financing became public, the share price, $7.25 or 13% below Musk's offer, Musk is seeking to negotiate a definite agreement for the acquisition of Twitter and is prepared to begin such negotiations immediately. Little interesting note that came out just a little while back, a couple of days or so, about Will Smith, Chris Rock. And the report says it's echoes of Will Smith's slap of Chris Rock reverberated through the entertainment industry. Projects in which the actor was involved are being set aside until the echoes fade. A report in The Hollywood Reporter that relies upon sources it does not name indicated that three projects in which Smith was to star are now uncertain. Netflix had been working on a movie called Fast and Loose, starring Smith, and in fact that had been urgently seeking a director for the project in the days leading up to the Oscars, where Smith won the award for Best Actor. But now, according to the report, Netflix embarked upon a post-slap change of course and is no longer moving forward with the project for now. The report said that Apple Plus planned a slave escape film called Emancipation to hit the TVs in 2022, but is no longer commenting on its plans. And part of a script for a project called Bad Boys 4 by Sonny had shared with Smith, but it's no longer in the works. Well, doesn't Bad Boys kind of tie in with all right, never mind. Coming up next, it'll be Judd Garrett and then Selwyn Duke. And when we next meet on Monday, Michael Cutler returns and Frank Savato. Be right back.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder, and let me tell you about my guest, Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. After 6 years as a professional football player, including with the 1993 Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys, he began a 12-year coaching career with the Saints, Dolphins, Rams, Cowboys, and then served another 12 years as a personal executive with the Cowboys. He's written 2 screenplays, frequent contributor on the topics of sports and politics to Real Clear Politics. And his novel, No Wind, is available at Amazon.com. Judd is married and the father of 6 children. Welcome back, Judd. How are you doing? How are you doing? All right. Don't seem to have him there for some reason.
I'm doing well.
Oh,
can you hear
okay,
me?
Sorry about that. Free Bird. You know, when I first saw that title and I hadn't, you know, read any part of it there, and I'm going, Free Bird, I wonder what in the world this is. Could it be a sports figure named Bird? And then the very first sentence, roughly 40% of the country appears convinced that the current president was elected fraudulently, and that the election was rigged. I kind of sometimes think it's more than 40%, but there's 60% that won't admit it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no question. I mean, that's what Barack Obama said last week, and you know, ironically, he's saying that as a way to promote censorship on social media and censorship on the internet. But really, the fact that 40% of the people actually believe that, to me, means that this thought, and as you just said, is more of a mainstream thought. It's not some fringe, you know, conspiracy theory. People are looking at the evidence. People are looking at the facts. People are looking at what happened, and they're rightfully questioning whether this election was fair. But Obama wants anybody who says anything like that on social media to be censored.
You know, and yesterday, Judd, he was at Stanford University, given a big speech, and had it on one of my news stories today. Let's see, he says, I think it's responsible for us as a society to have a debate and then put to place a combination of regulatory measures, industry norms that leave intact the opportunity for those platforms to make money, but say to them that there's certain practices you engage in that we don't think are good for society. And he promoted censorship, arguing is misinformation to a threat to democracy. In other words, you have to have censorship, right? And my comment was, that he says this has created real challenges for our democracy because they're not censoring this stuff. And I think, yeah, the only thing it's really a challenge for is not democracy, but Democrats. Democrats.
No question about it. I mean, the Democrats would be hurt dramatically if the Internet was free, if the social media platforms allowed all the speech to be promoted. And, you know, as I talked about in the second paragraph, if you look at the 2020 election, more than anything else, it was the censorship on social media that they engaged in to promote everything for the Democrats,
right,
and to hurt Trump is what swayed the election more than anything. It's the censorship that rigged the election that hurt democracy, not free speech.
Right. And even you say, you know, just set aside the mail-in ballots and no voter ID, you know, that was bad enough, but then all the censorship really gets involved. Donald Trump called dead American soldiers in France losers and suckers. And both of those stories dropped inside of 2 months of Election Day. Every social media platform allowed the false Trump story based on an unverified, unnamed source to run through their platforms like wildfire. You know, it's just like Russia collusion.
Exactly. 21 people who were with Donald Trump in France at the time all went on record and denied that story ever happened. And yet the social media platforms allowed it to be spread throughout their platform. And then the Hunter Biden story, which was true and verified, was censored. That right there, hurt our democracy in 2020. That right there rigged the election in 2020.
Yeah.
And Obama wants more of that, not less of that.
All right, coming up on the break here, and the fact that, you know, this whole thing about how they just took it in, you know, and wouldn't report on the laptop. And you wonder how many diehard Democrats said, well, you know, I kind of believe there is a laptop story, you know, but I got to go along with the party. You know, you wonder how many times that happens. Judd Garrett and his website, objectivityistheobjective.com. That's objectivityistheobjective.com. Be right back.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me.
So you are in Chuck Wilder with Judd Garrett and talking about his latest free bird, F-R-E-E bird. And, you know, you say that, let's see, these two stories are actually all you need to know about the fact that the election was rigged. And 16% of the people said that they would have voted him. Something about it comes out to 12.9 million votes, over 5 million more than the difference of the election. Is 12.9, Judd, is that pretty close to how many fraudulent votes there were, or do you think there were a lot more than that? Because we're finding out new things, seems like, every day.
Well, I think there were a lot of fraudulent votes, but the 12.9 is talking about, you know, they said 16% of the people who voted for Biden said if they would have known about the Hunter Biden laptop story, they would not have voted for him. So 16% of 81 million is 12.9 million votes that Biden got that he would not have gotten if the Hunter Biden story was allowed to be shown on the internet. So Trump wins by 5 million votes just on that one thing. If they allowed the New York Post and everyone to you know, post the Hunter Biden laptop story on the internet and people saw it, 12.9 million people wouldn't have voted for Biden.
Yeah. And, of course, the number one thing is they're still never going to want you to have voter ID. That should be your inclination right there, your first clue that something's up. The Democrats, said they're the only party who supports democracy, which gives them the arrogance to act anti-democratically and rig our elections in the name of democracy, because doing so ensured that the so-called pro-democracy party, their party, will win. Do you know Dominican machines? Is there any possible way that we're going to get rid of those?
I don't think we're getting rid of those. It doesn't make any sense to me why we use the machines. If you have the regular, you know, paper ballots, you
right.
create a paper trail. So if there are questions about votes, you can go back and recount all the votes because they're all there in paper form. And, you know, people have signed them and all that. But you have these voting machines. You don't know. Once, you know, when I hit, you know, vote on the voting machine, because we have those in Dallas, I don't know what's being recorded. And they don't give me a receipt that says this is what you voted for. So when I hit that button, I don't know if my votes are going in as I selected them, or they may be going in for the other candidates.
And then I see so many reports when this was all breaking out, you know, in the early days, about how Dominican machines could be controlled. You know, it's almost like you just sign into them and you could determine what they're going to say or print. And I heard a long time ago, and I don't know, I've heard it from some reliable sources, that they used the Dominican machine in Venezuela, and there was a quote whenever they used it that you will never lose another election now, ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you don't know. I mean, and
yeah.
especially the high tech, and you have all these people in Silicon Valley, they can create algorithms which
mm-hmm.
change just enough of the votes in order to sway the election one way or the other. And, you know, I'm not saying that is happening. I'm saying it could happen if
yeah.
the right people have control over the machines.
You know, and at one time they said, well, all we'll do, we'll just go back to the ballots and you just punch a hole there and who you want to vote for. And then we know what happened with the hanging chads. I mean, but then again, at least they worked it out, you know, somehow. I think
yeah,
it was the Supreme Court.
You have the hard copy, the paper copy of what was voted for. So if the vote count wasn't right the first time, you can go back and recount them by hand and determine who is the actual winner of the election, as opposed to relying on a machine that can do whatever it wants.
Yeah. And with the hanging chad, I always said, I was thinking to myself, you know, I know you'd punch a little hole in the deal, but if you accidentally had a hanging chad in the other hole, then chances are maybe you did push that. But, then again, you could have corrupt workers, you know, that would just have a pencil and just, mess it up on purpose so that it wouldn't be counted. You kind of look at it like you want the human factor in there, you know, whenever the ballots are being run through and all this stuff. But then again, you know, we have advanced so far that the human encounter is being totally, I guess the word would be, vanished, you know, with all of this new technology that we have. You know where I'm going on that? Does it sound, make sense?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, the whole, you know, technological advancements
yeah.
is pushing the humanity out of it. I see it in sports all the time. I mean, all these head coaches in the NFL are relying on analytics to make
yeah.
all their they're not even head coaches anymore. And managers,
like the Chargers, you know. Remember when the Chargers had that, all they had to do was kick every field goal and they would have won the game. But nope, we're going for it. The analytics or whatever it is, they say, nope, go for it. You could make it. You only got 15 yards to go. And, you know, and they lost the game. You know which one I'm talking about. I think because you and I talked about it, how sometimes
yeah.
the coaches should give up that automatic stuff and go with what they've learned in their brain.
And when they're questioned by the media, they just sit there and say, well, the analytics said this, so you can't criticize
yeah.
me. I just follow the analytics. So it's like, then why are you even the coach if all you do is follow the analytics? You could get a trained monkey to make those decisions.
Yeah, or just get a little robot over there, you know, and say, all right, what does it say? Yep. It says, let the water boy kick the field goal. Huh? Okay. Who knows, you know? Wow. But in your article, like it or not, social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter have become the premier place for American citizens to voice political opinions. We'll see if Twitter, you know, if it's taken over, if there's any change in there. But it's really bad when they start you know, not posting what you're talking about, you know, whenever you're doing a radio show or whenever you're writing an article like you, and you put it out and you try to get it on other media, social medias, you know, and publications, and they determine that they don't like the title of what you're talking about. That's what I'm running into now, you know, because especially with COVID, anything negative about COVID, you know, you just don't meet the standards of what we're looking at here and blah, 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 and it's getting a little out of hand, I think.
And what we saw with COVID that you brought it up is that most of the stuff that was blocked on social media in 2020 and 2021 is turning out to be absolutely true, and most of the stuff that was allowed to be, you know, promoted on social media, that's turning out to be the false stuff. So we all know that the masks don't work. We know that the lockdowns cause much more harm than good, you know, and we all know that, you know, the vaccines were not nearly as effective as everybody claimed them to be. So those are all things that if anybody posted that, you know, in 2021, they were automatically blocked, but that's all true information. And that's mm-hmm. the danger with all this censorship, is that no one knows for a fact what the absolute truth is, but they're acting as if they do.
Yeah. It's if Trump opens his mouth or decides to post something, they automatically know he's the bad guy. He's the orange guy. And, you know, he got, and I'm sure I've brought this up to you before, when he was banned from Twitter, it's because he mentioned that it was voter fraud, some voter fraud. And they said, you've been banned because there's no such thing as voter fraud. You know how long it's been going on that where they talked about in Chicago where they would go to the cemeteries and write down the names and those were the people that were voting? I mean, you know, it's kind of a joke now, but it was actually something that was done in reality. There is such a thing as voter fraud. You know, they should be censored. Yes.
Yeah, during you know Kennedy's election, you know, there was reports that they were paying people on the street money to go vote for Kennedy, and that's one of the accusations that's going on in 2020, is that a lot of these homeless people were being paid to go vote. You know, here's $20, so you can go buy your drugs, go vote for our guy Joe Biden. You know, that's why they don't want voter ID. That's why they don't want any of these mechanisms which protect the elections, because that allows them to get as many fraudulent votes cast as possible.
And I think that's the term harvest balloting, right?
Yeah, that's one of the things they do, is that,
right.
You know, you're not allowed, you know, when I go and vote, the local place where I go vote, is you're not allowed to have any political operatives within 100 yards of the voting place, because you don't want any intimidation or influence of the people voting. But now they're allowing, with this ballot harvesting, allowing political operatives to actually go into somebody's home and help them fill out their absentee ballot. So essentially, the home becomes the voting place, and they're allowing political operatives into the voting place and influence their vote. So it's very hypocritical, if you look at it.
Yeah, you know, and I heard a lot of that was going on where they had large numbers of Muslims living in areas where they're represented by certain people in the Democratic Party that I even hate to mention their name, but we, you know, what they call the squad or whatever.
Yeah.
But they were going in, and these people, you know, they had become citizens of the United States, but they were telling them, you know, we're going to take care of your ballots for you because you don't know what's going on here in America, and we got to make sure that this is what's best for us. So naturally, guess who gets elected? You know, their candidate. So, and I mean, it was obvious. They found a car, a couple of cars, I guess, and it was like from the back seat all the way, you know, the where people would sit in the back seat, it was filled up with ballots that were for one person. But you know, it never comes to anything.
And that's why they wanted drop boxes as opposed to just put it in the mail. I mean, it's just as easy to put a mail-in ballot in the mail as it is to put in a Dropbox. But they want to use the Dropbox for two reasons. One, the amount of votes for one person won't be tracked as easily. And two, if you commit voter fraud through the mail, that's also mail fraud, which is a federal offense. If you do it through a Dropbox, you don't have that extra charge with you. So that's one of the reasons why they're using Dropboxes. It's a way to get around the whole charge of mail fraud.
Yeah, so many ways to cheat. I wonder how the Stone Age people voted. You know, did somebody come along and get a chisel and change what the guy had originally determined? Here's going to run the cave, you know, it's probably been going on since day one. But at one time, Judd, I was stupid enough to think, wouldn't it be great if you could just sit on your couch and turn on your TV and put it on a certain channel, and that way you could vote, and you wouldn't even have to go down to the voter polls or anything. It would just be you had a one-time shot to go ahead and put it in. And how stupid I am now whenever you look at about how easy it is to, you know, it's not hype, but anyway, to pick up the signal and change it or whatever, you know. It's not coming to me right now. There's a word for it.
Like you said, I mean, from the time they had the first vote, people were trying to rig the voting. I mean, I would bring up the example of the 1976 All-Star Game. You know, seven out of the nine starters of the National League were from the Cincinnati Reds, and basically people were voting hundreds and hundreds of times in the city of Cincinnati. So they basically stuffed the ballot box. So you remove any mechanism to bring fairness and integrity to the vote, people are going to exploit it to their own advantage.
Yeah, you know, and you say they will also claim the words are dangerous because they want to control your words. And they'll tell you that the words are violent, or silence is violence, depending on whether you want silence or compel you to speak. The liars always see the truth as a threat, whereas the truthful do not fear lies. That's from this latest by Judd Garrett, entitled Free Bird. Don't forget, it's objectivityistheobjective.com. Let's touch on this. Got about a minute before the break. If Musk takes control of Twitter, what do you think? Is it going to be a really big change, or is there still going to be some possibilities that that a lot of stuff is getting on that shouldn't?
Well, I mean, I was encouraged when he first did it and I heard what he said, but then as he kept talking, I got a little bit concerned because he said the social media platform's policies are good if the most extreme 10% on the left and the right are equally unhappy, which means he's going to continue censoring. It's just he's going to censor a different group of people. And really, the only way to do it the best way is to have complete free speech and not just censor opinions that he doesn't like.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you. I hope it turns out good for him. And I hope it's kind of open up. You know, I want to hear what the other side has to say, but I don't want I really don't want either side blocked, because sometimes if you let somebody go ahead and give you the opinion, then you really find out how wrong they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It turns out that way at times. Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Listen, read all of his great articles. We're going to be back in a minute. All you have to do is go to objectivityistheobjective.com. OBJECTIVITY istheobjective.com. Be right back.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective BCI Bath and Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2022. Call 1-800-455-7923 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-455-7923. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath and Shower. That's 1-800-455-7923.
Keep listening for a free offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more. 800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. Eight channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Judd Garrett, and author of Free Bird, as I said, available at Amazon.com. You know, in the closing theme here on your wonderful report, you are saying that the citizens are ultimately the final check on the entire political system, and their voices must be heard, all of them. Freedom of speech is necessary to protect American democracy, and therefore can never be abridged. Absolutely. Great, 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 great. Judd, yeah, I mean, go ahead.
I was going to say, our political class has been corrupted, our media class has been corrupted, the social media class is corrupted, so the American citizens are the only ones that are going to be able to keep everybody in line.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be nice if we could just get it all squared away and even on both sides, even, that would be the thing. You know, every once in a while you and I get a chance to talk about a little football, and I wanted to mention that and the former Raiders quarterback Daryl LaMonica just died yesterday at the age of 80, was living in Fresno, California. Did you ever get a chance, I don't know, you're not as old as I am, but the Heidi game, you familiar
with
that?
Yes, I know about the Heidi game. I was about 5 years old when that went up, and I'm sure I was probably sitting in the room when my brothers or my dad was watching it. So
yeah, and I'll tell the listeners, the Heidi game, it was let me see, I don't think it mentioned, yeah, NBC had been promoting this movie they were going to have on Sunday, and it was Heidi. Boy, everybody had to see it, right? And so here they had the Raiders playing the Jets, and the Jets were just clobbering them. And so they knew they had to break away, you know, on the hour. But, you know, and they said, yeah, no problem. I mean, my goodness, they're so far ahead of the Raiders. We'll go ahead and show the movie. So they cut away from the game and went to the movie. And on the East Coast, people got to see the game. And it was the greatest, I guess, Raider comeback because LaMonica threw four TD passes there with a go-ahead score, 43-32. And people were a little upset. We didn't want to watch the movie. We wanted to watch the Raiders win, or they wanted to find out how come their Jets lost, you know. Sports is an interesting story. And now we got a boxer now that just turned around and boxed the heck out of somebody because he said he hit him in the head with water or a Coke bottle or something. I don't know. Maybe he didn't have a mask on, or maybe he did have a mask on. It's a strange world, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that game actually forced the networks to change the rule that they're always going to show the game until its final snap, regardless of how lopsided the scores are. So that's times when a team's up by four touchdowns, they still show, you know, all the final snaps.
Yeah. And also they're going to have it now with overtime where both sides, I guess, are going to have a chance to touch the ball. So
Saw
that one too.
There. So.
I'm sorry, you cut out for some reason there. What did you say?
Yeah, they're trying to make it more fair so one team doesn't get the ball and then win the game without the other side having a chance. So it makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. Well, hey, listen, I appreciate it every single time you're here, sir, and I look forward to our next visit.
Thank you. I enjoyed being here.
All right. Best to you. Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. The book is Free Bird, and his blog is Objectivity, yes, is the objective, yes, .com. How do you spell that? D-O-T. C-O-M. No. Objectivity, O-B-J-E-C-T-I-V-I-T-Y. Sort of sounds like a cheerleader, doesn't it? Yes. Objectivity is the objective. All right. Selwyn Duke with some goodies right around the corner.
Are you tired of your favorite talk show sounding?
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Suede at the network. We're live across America and also all around the world at crntalk.com. Got that? All right. Hey, want to welcome my guest right now, the world famous Selwyn Duke. He's a writer for New American. He also contributes to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. And Mr. Duke appears on many television shows, frequent guest on radio. His website is, can you guess? Selwyn Duke. Yes, very clever. SelwynDuke.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here comes the Duke. Yes, he is the Duke of Earl. Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Selwyn?
Chuck, I'm okay. I just feel great being on the air with the West Coast's most notoriously toxically masculine talk show host.
Gosh, you know.
How are you?
You didn't leave anything out. I'm trying to think. Did you leave anything out? No. Did you know I used to think the Duke of Earl, and I kept wondering, this is when the song came out, you know. And where is Earl, you know? The Duke of Earl, yes. And one of these days I'm going to have a guest on that can explain exactly. Somebody that gets into everything from A to Z and can tell me, why would it be the Duke of Earl instead of, like, the Duke of El Paso? Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. We need one of those. We need one of those.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't answer that question. You've got me.
I think what it is, my Testron testosterone level is acting up today. here we go. Mocking Tucker Carlson, number one, I wouldn't like anyone who did that. Media think the end of men is a joke. Well, if you happen to be one of those men, you wouldn't think it's a joke when you hear this this one here, I'll tell you. Got it early this morning. It's an excellent report, of course, as usual. And then the one that a lot of people are waiting for coming up in just a little bit is these male United Kingdom cops will maybe start stripping the female suspects, and there's more behind that story and in front. Okay, let's get to the end of men as a joke. Get into this one, and this was on Tucker Carlson's show. He's the one that where you picked it up, and I watched a couple of the videos, too, that you have links for. So I'll just give you a heads up, listener. Mr. Duke, take it away. Yes.
I see, Chuck, that you did your homework. That's really impressive. A lot of hosts wouldn't even watch those videos. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch the last one because it was pretty long, and I was getting close to airtime. But that's okay.
Yeah, You know it's interesting, Chuck, because the most interesting stories are often the ones that fly under the radar. Everyone talks about Ukraine and Russia and everything that's big in the news, but that's sort of, I would almost say, to some extent, the fluff version of the news. So this is a very interesting story because a lot of people joke about how, well, we've got all these soy boys today and men just aren't as manly as they used to be. And actually, it turns out that scientifically speaking, there's a basis for saying that. And it's this. In recent decades, in fact, for many, many decades, about 100 years now, the testosterone levels of men have been declining. And, you know, Chuck, I have to say, this makes me realize something. You're of an earlier generation than I am, so now I understand why you have that deep, resonant radio voice, and I'm operating a few octaves higher. And I have to say, Chuck, I'm feeling very, very insecure. I don't know if I can stay on the phone here.
Well, see, I don't quite understand how you measure those levels, you know, the testosterone levels, because you just don't put the temperature, what that thing called there, you know, where they take your temperature.
Yeah.
What the heck is the word for that? Anyway, when they stick that glass thing in your mouth or do it on your head, you don't get a testosterone level reading there, do you?
No, but I could be wrong.
Level?
Don't quote me on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that there's a saliva test they can use, but I'm not sure about that, so don't quote me on this. But anyway, there have been a lot of studies, pertaining to this. Back in 2007, there was a major study, and it found that there's been a substantial drop in the United States of America's men's testosterone levels since the 1980s. I'm quoting Reuters here. But we don't really know exactly why it's happening. But how great is this decline? Well, it's a shocking 1% per year, Chuck. And this means, this is how Reuters puts it, for example, quote, a 65-year-old man in 2002 would have a testosterone level 15% lower than that of a 65-year-old in 1987. This also means that a greater proportion of men in 2002 would have had below normal testosterone levels than in 1987, unquote. Now, this also has been confirmed by other studies. For instance, Chuck, there was a study out of Denmark. This, I think, was released in 2010 that found similar findings. It showed that those born, quote, in the 1960s have on average 14% lower testosterone levels than males from the 1920s. So this goes back a long way, and I was quoting their Ice News, which reports on news having to do with the Nordic region. But anyway, then more recently, Forbes reported on this in a piece titled, You're Not the Man Your Father Was, and it points out that coinciding with this low T phenomenon, Chuck, is that rates, quote, of certain reproductive disorders like testicular cancer have risen over time, while multiple European studies have found that sperm counts are sinking. These trends coincide with a decline in musculoskeletal strength among young men. Now, this is what really seems relevant here. Quote, in a 2016 study, the average 20 to 34-year-old man could apply 98 pounds of force with a right-handed grip, down from 117 pounds by a man of the same age in 1985.
Now that is
And then Forbes points out, though grip strength isn't necessarily a proxy for overall fitness, it is a strong predictor of future mortality, and I guess that's because it's indicative of overall health. But anyway, so we're talking about a striking phenomenon here, and I think it absolutely is real, Chuck. We have so many studies confirming this. The data seem very, very clear.
Hey, let me ask you real quick, okay, because and maybe somebody out there might be thinking the same thing. Let's say, you know, whenever they're testing this, right, and especially whenever you were talking about how the big difference there was 98 pounds from 117 pounds on the grip. But if you have some medical condition, you know, I have a lung problem, all right, so that would have affect me and a guy with the same age as me, right? Because is it, do they actually do it with your taking a what do you say, the grip strength, so you actually have something in your hand that you're squeezing and that's measuring it, or do you know?
Right I would believe so.
It's you'd want two healthy people train to make the determination, right
basically. It's like when you would train with those things that you squeeze to strengthen your grip. I used to be a professional athlete. I was an aspiring tennis player, so sometimes we did things like that. So I'm sure
that was your number one racket before you started writing. Yes.
That's right. I shouldn't even mention it, though, because it might be like with this editor in Texas who once said to me, "Well, you write very well for a tennis pro," as if that defines me, like that's all I am.
Yeah.
I haven't been a tennis pro for a very long time. That was many moons ago in a previous life, just so everyone knows.
When it comes to writing, you are the pro, okay? So just, you know, just remember that.
Okay, I appreciate that. So anyway, though, this is a real issue. This is very, very severe, this drop. It has serious implications for men's health, for society in general, but you wouldn't know it's such a serious issue looking at the mainstream media coverage of Tucker Carlson's docuseries on this matter. He just created a docuseries about it. And, for instance, in my article, I cite the AFP. It just mentioned that Carlson had become the laughingstock, quote-unquote, of Twitter. And then it wrote quite cynically and maybe sarcastically, "The trailer for The End of Men," that's the title of the docuseries that Carlson created, "the trailer for The End of Men, in it, Carlson worries about the total collapse of testosterone levels in American men," which he says is a huge story that no one covers, as if that's a fanciful claim. Yeah, no one's covering it seriously. They're proving it.
Yeah.
Then we had the British newspaper, The Guardian. It wrote, "It's, quote, no surprise to see Fox News suggest that the answer to all of mankind's problems are testosterone-related." Of course, Fox did not suggest that. Then it wrote, The Guardian, "The channel is heavily invested in the idea that a decrease in testosterone is making men more liberal and less masculine, and many of its remaining advertisers sell pills that promise to increase men's testosterone levels." Well, you know, it's interesting, Chuck. Is this decrease in testosterone making men less, more liberal, I should say? Well, it's entirely possible because there is sort of a link there. For instance, in politics, we have something that's known, if you use the typical terminology today, which is incorrect, known as the gender gap. Really, it's the sex gap in voting.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What it pertains to is that women tend to vote for Democrats to a much greater extent than men do. I'll just give you one example that I remember offhand. In the 2018 midterms, men broke for the Republicans 51-47. Not our finest hour, guys, because that was not a great margin. But nonetheless, women that year broke for the Democrats 59-40, and that's why the Democrats took over Congress. So this is something you see every election. So if men start seeing reduced testosterone levels, will they start voting more that way? Who knows? Maybe there is a connection there.
Hmm.
But getting back to this, so I'm talking about these mainstream media sources that were poo-pooing this phenomenon. MSNBC we have. Well, it at least did acknowledge in its article that this was a problem, but nonetheless, it spent a lot of time talking about Carlson, impugning him. It wrote, This isn't the first time Carlson has brazenly exploited men's insecurities about the loss of their dominance at the hands of feminism and social progress, unquote. Well, doesn't appear that that's the series' focus, but okay, that's what MSNBC said. And it also, get this, Chuck, MSNBC used this opportunity to push the climate change agenda. How did it do that? Well, it criticized Carlson for not supporting that agenda, and it said that dropping testosterone was probably partially attributable to rising temperatures. Because, of course,
oh,
as we know,
goodness.
Chuck, yeah, all problems that are not caused by white supremacy have to be due to global warming. You have a hangnail,
you know
that could
yeah.
be global.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to interrupt you for just a moment because
yeah.
we're coming up on a break in 1 minute.
Yeah.
But there was a story that came out yesterday, you know, because global warming, as soon as I hear those words, you know, I go click, 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 right? Federal appeals court this week has where California can sue oil companies in state courts now for allegedly causing climate change and hiding it from the public.
Yeesh.
All right, and they've got, it's from the San Francisco Chronicles, if you want to check it out. And the San Mateo, Marin, Santa Cruz, Richmond, Santa Cruz, Imperial Beach. And they're saying they're getting sued because they hid the global warming change, climate change, from the public. Hiding climate change from the public? And my comment is that why for the past 40 years climate change, a.k.a. global warming, hasn't been seen because they've been hiding it?
I guess
goodness.
So. That
well, it's
going to
hit
it,
us
right?
in 12 years or 9 years or 8 years. Okay, Selwyn Duke's going to be back with more on a very interesting story. I mean, now they're messing around with the testosterone. Yes. And a lot of, you know, well, boys who want boobs and girls who want football helmets, they're messing around with that too. I'll tell you. Selwyn Duke. And it's SelwynDuke.com. We'll be right back.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Yahoo! We're so glad you're wearing an Easter bonnet and writing a poetic sonnet. But give me a chicken parmesan with loads of cheese and marinara sauce upon it. Yes, springtime has been a long time coming. So get on over to Columbo's to feast your eyes and sate your famished appetite on Columbo's delectable steaks, the freshest fish, and the world-class Columbo's family Italian recipes that will soothe the savage soul. And don't forget the world's greatest meatballs. Yes, it's time to once again ooh and ah and exclaim to once and all, I have found true yum-yum for my tum-tum. Columbo's, an excursion into dining excellence. Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mind you've been there.
Keep listening for a free offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, You can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin 3 or more times per day or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more. 800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and you can read this story in its entirety at selwynduke.com. Mocking Tucker Carlson media think the end of man, the end of men is a joke. Do you think they wanted to really bring this out because of Earth Day and all that, Selwyn?
Well, you never know. You never know, yeah. Chuck, but I have to say it's just so ridiculous. And we were talking before the break about how the mainstream media have been covering this. I mean, instead of using this as an opportunity to talk about this very serious and interesting issue, dropping testosterone levels in men, something that, like we've said, has been occurring now apparently for 100 years, they just used it as an opportunity to attack someone on the so-called right that they don't like, namely Tucker Carlson. And what we outlined before the break was actually some of the more mature criticism. I mean, the less mature criticism was that you had people talking about how the trailer for this Tucker Carlson documentary, End of Men, seemed homoerotic, and the AFP quoted someone who said something to that effect. And what I say about that is, well, I guess this isn't surprising because we know what do leftists do? Well, they always engage in projection, right? In projection. So they're saying that Tucker Carlson must be a latent homosexual. What does that say about them? I don't know. Anyway, we're not going to go there, right?
Maybe they should have had a female doing parts of it, you know, introducing the Tucker special or whatever, you know? And that would have kind of messed them up a little bit, wouldn't it? And make
sure it was a
black female, not a white female, because then the white supremacy that you bring up, you know. all problems not caused by white supremacy are due to global warming. Yes, I tell you, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, anyway, if you watch the trailer for the docuseries, the Carlson docuseries, it is a tad melodramatic, maybe. I mean, in particular, as I point out in my piece, the critics have seized upon this red light therapy because in the trailer you see this man who has this red light coming out of a device that is shining on his nether regions, right? And, of course, you don't see his nether regions, thank God, but that's where the light is focused. But as I point out in my piece, I mean, look, of course, it's a trailer. It's supposed to entice people because if you create a documentary but you can't induce people to watch it, it does no good. You could have the best intentions in the world. Maybe you just want to spread the truth, but you can't do that if you don't get people to actually tune in. But you know, it's interesting, Chuck, going a little deeper here, because the reaction to this docuseries is really very much like something else. And what is that? Well, it's reminiscent of the left's reaction to President Trump's endorsement of hydroxychloroquine, isn't it? I mean, think about it. In both cases, you had liberals who either poo-pooed or demonized something. Why? Well, because a figure they despised associated himself with it. Okay? And that is the epitome of immaturity. Okay, obviously, we can't have a successful society if we can't look at something the so-called other side says and say, okay, this has merit. This is something that maybe needs to be investigated. But as I point out in my piece, going even deeper now, really philosophically, this is partially a result of our society's failure to recognize the objective. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is that when you cease to believe in God, in truth, and you think man is the measure of all things, as that ancient Greek philosopher Protagoras put it, well, that changes your thinking. Then the truth doesn't become your focus. Rather, people become your focus. And then what result can that have? Well, you can move towards having not a nation of laws, but a nation of men. And you'll also make issues about men and not facts, about the messenger and not the message. And that's what we're seeing more and more, because we have too many people who will look at something that's been proposed, and they won't say, okay, does it accord with truth, because they don't believe in truth. If they did that, they might say, well, it doesn't matter if I don't like the messenger. This is something that reflects truth, therefore it's valuable, and therefore we have to investigate it or embrace it. No, what they do is, since they think man is the measure of all things, they think what you say really is a product just of yourself. They really are just your values, and hence that old line, don't impose your values on me. It's just like when you say something that reflects, let's say, a traditional sexual moral, right, or moray. Well, if people believed in truth, they might say, okay, I don't like hearing that. It sort of cramps my style, ruins my fun, but it may have a basis in truth. But now they don't do that. They just say, well, that's your value. Don't impose it on me. Yeah, so that's where it comes from in part.
Yeah, and I'll let you get in the final words when we come back. And I want to remind the listeners that if you want the full story with all of the links there for the goodies, go to SelwynDuke.com, and you'll find it right there. And Trans Insanity. No, actually, this is Mocking Tucker Carlson. Okay, I was looking at my old notes.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. A fantastic place to eat. Come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with a 10-foot Christmas tree. That's right, 10 feet. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes. Pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our delicious pizza. Incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown directly in from Italy. Feel the spirit at Angelo and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com. That's angelosandvincis.com.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder here with the one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And like I say, read the entire article. Go to selwynduke.com. It's entitled, Mocking Tucker Carlson, Media Think the End of Men is a Joke. Speaking of the end, you say the phenomenon is at least in part the result of society's and particular leftist failure to recognize the objective. Go ahead and finish up with the whole thing here, Sal, and this is very, very interesting, you know, and I'm gonna get measured as soon as possible. I'll put it that way.
We discussed that. So now let's transition from the philosophical to some more nuts and bolts stuff. Now, this isn't in the piece, but some listeners, Chuck, may be wondering, well, what could be causing this severe drop in testosterone levels in men? Well, scientists point to a number of possibilities. One is obesity, because when men gain weight, what happens is their bodies produce less testosterone. That's a significant factor. Also, if you don't exercise as much, then you're going to tend to have lower testosterone levels. This is something else that relates to how life is different today from how it was many years ago, because if you go back to the early 1900s, men tended to engage in a lot of physical labor. Life was very tough. Today, we're a lot more sedentary. Also, people smoke less. Believe it or not, Chuck, I read that smoking increases your testosterone levels. Doesn't mean you should take up that habit, guys, because, you know, maybe your testosterone will increase a little bit, but you don't want to die of a heart attack at the age of 56 as a really macho guy. But then we get into something a little more interesting, because in the studies, or at least some of the studies that we've referenced here, they actually did norm for these factors, obesity, exercise, things like that, age, and they said you still see, even when you account for those factors, this drop in testosterone levels. So there's another factor, and that would be chemicals in our environment. For instance, you have, and these I think originate with plastics in our environment, estrogenic compounds called xenoestrogens. So we ingest them, and of course, if you're ingesting estrogenic compounds, that can over time lower your testosterone levels. And
now let me get this straight. Now, the Geno is like a pill you're taking, supposedly, that's going to help you. But then again, if you take too much, it doesn't. Is that what you just said?
Oh no. These xenoestrogens, they're in the environment. They come from plastics, I understand, and they're not good because they're estrogenic compounds.
Okay,
they have the same
pill,
effect on the body, that estrogen would. And this is troubling because this is not something we can do that much about. We can do something about it. For instance, a lot of people recommend, Chuck, that you not drink out of plastic bottles and vessels, but stick to metal and glass, things like that. But so many things come wrapped in plastic nowadays, and there are so many chemicals in our environment that perhaps were not very prevalent there 100 years ago. So it's an interesting issue, a troubling one, and it really should be looked at. And at the end of the day, though, as I point out in my piece, this reaction to this docuseries, The End of Men, also reflects sort of a misandrist and anti-male spirit. And in fact, I quote this commenter under a YouTube video having to do with the docuseries, who actually said, quote, less testosterone in the world sounds like a good idea. You know, there are people who feel that way. But let's just point out something here, Chuck. We tend to associate testosterone with aggression, and everyone says, well, that's not good. But you have to remember it also has an impact on men's health. When their testosterone levels are lower, they're not as vibrant, they're not as healthy. And it influences society in negative ways, too, because it also relates to male dynamism. And if you don't have dynamic men in your society will not prosper. Remember that almost all the inventions and innovations all throughout history were the handiwork of men who were dynamic, who had this get up and go. And when men have lower testosterone levels, actually they become a lot more lazy, a lot more lethargic. So it really has a bearing on many, many things in society. But I conclude my article with, you know, this reaction, though, really may tip the left's hand. They don't really seem to like testosterone at all. So maybe what that Guardian newspaper was talking about, maybe when they said, well, you know, the conservatives are worried that as men's testosterone levels drop, the men become more liberal. Maybe these liberals believe that as well. Maybe they believe that if we start stoking testosterone levels in men, we're going to have fewer soy boys. And maybe they're worried about that. But for sure, as I conclude with my closing line, for sure is that vitamin T does seem to make leftists very, very uncomfortable. Sure does.
Yeah. You know, when you mentioned about drinking out of different containers, I kind of got a good feeling all of a sudden because I have a plastic container, okay, but it's a drinking water, you know, that I've used, and it lasts for at least 2 hours the way I go. But you know why I have so much faith in it? Because you know what's written on this plastic bottle?
What's that?
Game of Thrones.
Oh.
So I should, okay. I should be safe, huh?
I guess that mans it up a bit, yeah.
Yeah, so if you find yourself a Superman plastic bottle and drink out of it. Here's the important and serious question. If you think you have this, is there a home test, or do you have to go to a doctor? And I may have touched on this already, but I'm sure somebody's probably wondering. Should you go to a doctor if you're worried about it, or should you have a home test if they're available, or should you just say there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it because somehow the women are taking over?
Well, actually, Chuck, I have to confess you've got me stumped. I don't know if there's a home test for this. What I do know is that it is easy to get your testosterone levels checked. And as we indicated earlier, there are things you can do. For instance, you can lose weight if you're overweight. You can exercise more. You can eat differently. Another thing is if you don't get enough sleep, that impacts negatively upon your testosterone levels. So, of course, everything that impacts overall health will probably also impact negatively upon your testosterone level. But
the
thing
you can do is, I know you can jog as long as it's not between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Savings Time. You can go out and jog, but you can't do, you know. Why is that? Well, I don't know. It's just something that's written in the books. So there we go.
Yeah. Well, you can also use an affirmation, because remember, psychology is very, very important. So you can just think of the most manly man you know of, and you can say, for instance, in the mirror repeatedly over and over again, I am Chuck Wilder. I am Chuck Wilder. And you never know, that might spike your testosterone levels a little bit.
Yeah, I tried that, and they were coming to take me away, ha-ha. You remember that song, They're Coming to Take Me Away, ha-ha?
I sure do. It's always in my head.
I'm going to give you a quiz here. What do you think is on the reverse side of that 45? And a 45, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what that is, I don't know why in the world you're listening to an old man like me, okay? But anyway.
Well, it's a gun, right? It's a gun.
No, they're taking me away, ha-ha. The flip side is the same song, but it's in reverse. They run it backwards and put it on there, kind of a, you know.
Huh.
Yeah. I remember it was in Texas, and I accidentally turned the wrong side of the record over. And I'm going, what in the world? Man, no more Cokes in the morning for me. Okay. Say, we got to get in something really important, and I will give you a heads up here, listener, that right now you don't have to worry about it because it hasn't come to America, but it is in the United Kingdom. And more insanity, and this is trans insanity, male UK cops who identify as women may strip search female suspects. Now, a lot of guys right now are getting the money, getting ready to go over there. But that's just, anyway, boy, you know, you come up with the greatest articles. You know, we won't have time to get to the lib columnist blames GOP for America's lack of common national identity. What in the world? Anyway, but let's get into this one, okay?
Yeah. Well, this is something, I mean, as everyone knows now, this so-called transgender agenda is all the rage. I don't call it the transgender agenda. As you know, I call this the made-up sexual status or MUS agenda because we have to control the language. So when I use that term, you'll know what I'm talking about henceforth. But anyway, recently we heard this story, Chuck, out of New Jersey about this man who was put in a women's prison because he claimed to be female. And then what happened? He impregnated two other inmates. Yeah. So he was very female, right? I guess women can impregnate other women now.
This was in America, too, right?
That was in New Jersey.
Yeah,
absolutely,
New Jersey.
Yeah. But nearer to the old Jersey, in Britain, we have another interesting story, the one you mentioned. Now there, if you're a police officer and you're a man, you'll be allowed to strip search female suspects if you claim that you're a woman. And get this is the kicker. If anyone objects, well, she might be accused of a hate crime. The Daily Mail, the British publication, reported on this. And that's what they say. And then they write, quote, new guidelines issued to forces around the country state. Quote, chief officers are advised to recognize the status of transgender colleagues from the moment they transition, considered to be the point at which they present in the gender with which they identify. Thus, once a transgender colleague has transitioned, they will search persons of the same gender as their own live gender.
Hmm.
I like this terminology, live gender.
Right.
Isn't that funny?
Well, let me ask you this. If you're the cop and all of a sudden you say, well, now I'm a woman, does your salary go down also? Huh? Because I think the women get paid less. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
that
I don't know about
speed
that.
Bump.
But...
yeah.
But I love this terminology they have nowadays, lived gender. That's like something else we hear, Chuck, lived experience. I'd like to know, is there such a thing as unlived experience? That's the definition of experience. Experience is something that happens when you're alive, that you live.
Well, I may have an unlived experience there, Selwyn, whenever I get up to heaven, okay?
So That's true.
There is.
But let me continue with the Daily Mail reportage here. Quote, the controversial advice issued by the National Police Chiefs Council, the body representing British police chiefs, says it may be advisable to replace the person carrying out the search if the detainee objects, but adds, if the refusal is based on discriminatory views, consideration should be given for the incident to be recorded as a non-crime hate incident unless the circumstances amount to a recordable crime, meaning it could actually be a so-called hate crime. Now, this brings us to something. If you were wondering earlier how a MUS individual, a MUS man, could possibly impregnate a woman, as happened in New Jersey in that prison, Chuck, well, the answer is in what I just read, okay? Now, transitioning, quote-unquote, isn't actually possible because no one can become the opposite sex. But nonetheless, that term, Chuck, what does it always refer to, or what did it refer to? Well, it referred to the idea that, okay, you'd take the hormones of the opposite sex, cross-sex hormones, and you'd have that mutilative surgery that we call gender reassignment surgery, right? And then you'd go masquerading as the opposite sex. But it doesn't mean that anymore, okay? You don't even have to do those things. All you have to do, as the Daily Mail put it, is present in the gender with which you identify. So it's no longer necessary here, Chuck, to show true commitment. In other words, alter your body chemistry with cross-sex hormones. All that is passé. You just have to claim you're the opposite sex, and poof, voila, there you are. You're going to be considered to be the opposite sex. Now, in Britain, you also have to have a doctor's note that verifies that you're gender dysphoric, and gender dysphoria, of course, is the condition where, to put it in layman's terms, you feel like you're one sex stuck in the body of the opposite sex.
But of course, okay, so when 10 years down, you're going to be glad you didn't get the operation, in my opinion, if you did.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
so many that change, you're just, hey, good luck. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up because they call that sex change regret, again, sort of a misnomer because you can't change your sex, but we've seen it over and over and over again. Understand here, and I know I've related this before on your show, if you leave kids who experience this sexual confusion alone, according to what I read, upwards of 80% of girls and upwards of 90% of boys will return to normalcy as they proceed through adolescence. If you don't intervene, if you just leave them alone, if you intervene, you could end up messing them up for life. Like this one kid who I reported on years ago, Nathaniel, they didn't provide his last name for privacy reasons, yeah. but he had mutilative surgery, bottom surgery, shortly after his 18th birthday, and he said just months later that it was a Frankenstein procedure, and quote, I feel as if I've ruined my life.
Hey, real okay? quick, was he the guy that yeah. went on Tucker Carlson?
No, that was someone else.
Somebody like that, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The one I saw recently.
Yeah. That's what Tucker and I have in common. You know, he gets good guests, I get good guests. Go ahead.
yeah. But anyway, all you have to do now is claim you're the opposite sex and have this doctor's note, and then in Britain, you can strip search women if you're a man. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. And as you said, a lot of guys maybe want to sign up, although we don't know. With the dropping testosterone levels, maybe they're not going to be interested in that. I've no idea. But anyway, you know, it's funny because talking about this so-called gender dysphoria, the whole thing is based on feelings. Because you might say, okay, well, you have a doctor's note that verifies it, right? But what does that mean? Gender dysphoria, there is no blood chemistry test for it. There's no identifiable genetic marker, Chuck. There's no brain scan. The diagnosis is based solely on feelings, nothing more. To use the left's terminology, the psychological terminology, the diagnosis is based on having strong and persistent feelings of cross-gender identification that have lasted longer than 6 months. And
right,
on that alone...
Hold it right there. Yeah. There's our music, and we're going to be right back, and Selwyn Duke will return, and it's Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke.com.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care unit. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with Balance, the number 7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Selwyn Duke, the new American, and discussing trans insanity. Please continue there, Selwyn, and try to get as much as this one in as possible.
Yeah, Chuck, we were just talking before the break about how ridiculous this gender dysphoria diagnosis is. I mean, we might say, some people might say, well, okay, you have to have a doctor's note that verifies things. Well, understand, you can go into a doctor's office and simply say, I have known for as long as I can remember that really deep down I'm a woman. That's where I'm supposed to be. I'm trapped in the wrong body. And the doctor will say, well, are your feelings strong and persistent? Yes. Oh, they have lasted for more than 6 months. Yes. Okay. You're gender dysphoric. That's what it's based on. It's completely unscientific. But on that basis and that basis alone, Chuck, not only can you identify as a female in Britain and strip search female suspects, but here in the United States, for instance, you can compete in women's sports unless you're in one of those states now that's disallowed that. You can be put in a women's prison like that guy in New Jersey who just impregnated two other inmates. I mean, it's absolutely insane. This is completely unscientific. And I'll skip ahead here, but as I point out in my article, you know, this is all based on feelings. And since feelings are the ultimate arbiters of reality here, then we have to ask, why are we subordinating the feelings of a majority to those of a tiny, minuscule minority? And what I mean is, we're looking at the feelings of these MUS individuals, and we're saying we must craft policy in deference to their feelings, even though massive numbers of women object to this. Don't
hey,
their
Selwyn,
feelings
real quick,
matter? They're the
is
majority.
It still,
yeah.
Is it still about 0.6%?
Yeah, I think if you're talking about the people who legitimately have gender dysphoria, yes. Now, of course, you have all these kids nowadays who are claiming to be MUS individuals because it's in style, it's fashionable. But, yeah, 0.6% of the population who really have gender dysphoria, which is a bona fide psychological problem, let's be honest about it, but it's not a biological issue. And as Dr. Paul McHugh said, he used to be, I think, the chief psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins, he said, we shouldn't be trying to change these people's bodies. We should be trying to change their minds because they have a psychological issue. You don't treat a psychological issue with an alleged biological fix. And that's what these people are trying to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got to do this. For the listener, if you have not heard Selwyn Duke on this subject before, give them the perfect example of how stupid this is about when you go into a doctor. This would be Selwyn Duke goes into a doctor and he says, here's my problem. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've said this before. I didn't know if you wanted me to repeat it, but it's like going to a cardiologist and saying, Doc, I'm sure I have heart disease, okay? And I did this last year. I thought I did have heart disease, okay? And his not performing any medical tests on you, but just asking you, oh, are these feelings of yours strong and persistent? Have they lasted longer than 6 months? Oh, okay. Then I'll cut open your chest and perform a bypass. It's the exact same thing. This is unscientific.
Yes.
It's malpractice. And these quacks who are perpetrating this should be sued out of the business because they're hurting people, kids in particular. It's demonic and it's inexcusable.
Is the next stage, I identify that I'm an Indian or that I'm a black man? You know, I mean,
anything.
You just don't know where it's going, you know.
We need reality.
I know I'm part dog because I scratch all the time. Okay, yes. Take two cans of dog food. Come see me next week. All right, I will. Selwyn Duke. Yeah. Every Friday, whenever we get a chance. Selwyn Duke, the new American, and the website, selwynduke.com. Excellent articles just come pouring out. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chuck. God bless.
God bless you. And thank you, Slade. Thank you for listening. And please remember that absolutely no animals were injured during the production of this here program.